What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. Yes, I am not Mr. Eric, your normal host. I am his dog, Fred, and my tongue is too long for my mouth, which is why sometimes my voice may sound a little different from what you'd expect. I'm filling in for Mr. Eric, because he's had two sick kids all week. Silly Mr. Eric, can't handle a couple of kids. Pwah. Now let's start with our first question from a patron named Frankie. Frankie writes, what if Fred the dog had babies? Frankie, are you messing with me? I'm a 15-year-old boy dog. I think I'm past the point of having babies. Thanks. What? I don't know how this happened. But if you're curious, ask your grown-ups. Maybe they have a better idea. Now, hush now, babies. I got one more question to answer from a listener named Olivia.
My name is Olivia.
What do you like?
I like princesses, and I wanted to tell you that what if princesses sleep in the air? Thank you, bye.
Oh, that explains why all these babies are flying. Some are twirling their extra long tongues like helicopters. Some are flapping their long velvety ears. Some are riding sticks like a witch. Some have turned a cloud into a nice fluffy blanket. That's a good idea. Well, I had a lot of babies, and to me they are all princes, princesses, and princesses. And apparently all of them can fly and need to take a nap. So we're gonna take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back and very calmly help them get to rest. And maybe you'll get some rest too. Stick around while we find out what if princesses slept in the air, and what if Fred the dog had babies. Too many babies if you ask me. Okay, everyone. Today we are doing a sleep Freditation to help all of my many prince and princess and princex babies get to rest. here we are. Wherever you are, I'm curled up on Mr. Eric's chair in the comfiest part in the What If World studio. And I'm gonna stink it up good. Now you get your body in a comfortable position. Sit or lay down. Find the part of the couch where the biggest person in your family sits. And don't move for any reason. That's like the only rule of Freditation. Now close your eyes, unless you're driving a car. And then only close your eyes at red lights, until somebody beeps at you. Or leave them open, maybe. I don't know how to drive. I'm a dog. Your Freditation today will focus on your whole body, from toenails to tongue. Maybe your body is built differently than me. Maybe you have a different number of legs, or some of those squiggly-doodle things called arms. Your body is wonderful because it is yours. Your secret power today is your breath. Maybe you hear flying princess puppies or your own thoughts in your head. We experience these thoughts and feelings and flying puppies without judgment. Then we simply come back to the breath. We start at our toes, all the way down our long toenails. Maybe yours are extra long, because you have crazy doggy nerve endings that stretch into the claws themselves, and the vets and the groomers say it's pretty impossible to cut your nails more than a snip. And you know that's because you're special and wonderful. Let go of your beautiful toenails and your furry toes and all the little stretchy muscles in between. It's not time to chew your foot. Stop it, baby princess puppies. Stop chewing those feet. Yes, let go of whatever anxieties make you chew your foot. And just breathe love and warmth all the way down. Then breathe into your hind legs, however many of them you have. A deep cleansing breath. Maybe you can do better than a 15-year-old pug. Go ahead and try. Maybe your hind legs are tired because you've been out digging in the dirt half the day. Or maybe they're tight because you spent the other half of the day curled up in a ball on your couch, practicing your meditation. It could be jittery or tight or tired, but now you breathe in warmth and love. And let it relax. Now breathe into your hips. Maybe you dance and prance before every meal and before every walk, or any time you see any person. That can make your hips really need a rest. So feel that warmth in that breath. It is time to rest those wiggly hips. Now breathe into your tail. Maybe you don't have a tail, but you still have a lower back. It is all connected. Unroll your tail. Let there be space between every tail bone or lower back bone, whatever floats your tail spine. Breathe warmth and space and love into your tail, lower back, or whatever you've got going on down there. Maybe you're a squid monster, I don't know. Now your tummy. Is it nice and full of sticks you weren't supposed to eat, but you nibbled on them a lot anyway? Maybe a baby throws food on the ground every meal and you snatch it up in your lucky mouth, and it goes all the way down to your tummy. Feel the warmth, the nourishment, the love in every bite of food you've taken and every sip of fresh water you drank to get the dirt off of your tongue. Maybe your belly is grumbling because you would literally never stop eating if they left the dog food out. Or maybe your stomach is quiet, but it still gurgles and bubbles every now and then because that's just what stomachs do. It's the rhythm of your body. Breathe into it. Let the bubble bubbles be your friends. Maybe you have to toot go for it. If you're under the blankets with someone, they may have a strong reaction. That is not your problem, because you are meditating. Now breathe into your chest. There is so much it carries, especially if you are a dog and you got a couple of extra legs up there like me. Let your chest expand and fill up with air. And breathe out every last ounce of it from your stinky mouth. Breathe in again. And feel your chest fill and all the little bony bones expand, making space for the breath. Breathe it out and feel that extra space you made. You are relaxed as any doggy. Even a doggy with a bunch of annoying baby puppies magically flying around over its head. Don't worry about those magic baby puppies. They will soon be asleep too. Hopefully. I mean, puppies have to sleep sometime, right?
Daddy.
Now breathe into your forelegs. Maybe they're tired from swatting little baby doggies out of the air. Very gently, of course, you're not a monster. Maybe you held them out too long today while jealously guarding a stick you found. Or maybe you're a human who spent all day fiddling around on one of the millions of screens you surround yourself with. Let your forelegs forget those screens. And even those sticks. Yes, sticks are wonderful. And perfect. And better than screens. But this is not a time for sticks. It's a time for you. And let that warmth carry into your forepaws. Let them know it's okay to let go. Let them know they are loved and warm and safe. Like you just stepped in a bowl of warm oatmeal a baby threw on the ground. In a good way. Now breathe into your jaw and let it relax. Maybe everyone's jaw should be as relaxed as mine. So relaxed that your tongue hangs right out of your mouth. As if it was too long for your mouth, but really, it's the perfect length because it's your tongue. And let that tongue hang out very slowly and very gently. Sorry, too much tongue on that one. Let your jaw be soft and your tongue get sleepy. Like you just finished lapping up a whole pot of stick stew. Or whatever warm soup or beverage would relax you the most. Maybe all this relaxing has made you feel like you have to pee. But you can always bother your human about it later, when they're trying to do something important. So finish your meditation first. You're almost done. Now relax your eyes. They see so much, even if you're a 15-year-old dog and your eyes are shaped weird. Because the veterinarians say just about everything about you is weird. But that's okay because you are you. And you are a wonder. And all the things you have seen can melt away tonight, or today, or this morning on your way to school, if that's when you're listening, I don't know. But this moment is not for all the other moments and all the other sights. This moment is just to let the eyes rest. Now, don't make any sudden movements. Pretend as if a pile of magically flying princes and princesses and princesses are floating all around you. They are fluffy and warm and full of love and probably also sticks. And maybe some of them have to go potty. But don't worry about that now. That's your human's problem for later. Just take this feeling of warm and love. And take one more breath. That fills your whole body. And leaves you as relaxed as an old dog. Without a care in the world. Now you may allow your eyes to float open, or keep them closed, and keep breathing until you drift off to to sleep. Rest well, or carry the relaxed feeling throughout your day. And remember, as long as your sticks are plentiful, and your blankets are warm, and you get extra cuddles, you can always find your way back to this feeling. The end. Question givers, I will not name you again, because hearing our names can wake us up. But thank you for your questions. I hope you enjoyed your meditation. I will keep speaking in this calming fashion, so I don't awaken all my sudden miracle dog babies that just showed up.
Draco Max here to shout out Colin, who turned 7 on November 17th. Colin loves to laugh and listen to me and Lola Rabbit.
Especially in the car. Even Colin's teen big brother cracks a smile while listening sometimes.
And we have one more meow out for Dexter, who listens every night before he goes to sleep. He's 9 years old, has a big brother named Jamie, and a little sister named Era. They live in Clara, County Offaly, Ireland.
I would like to thank Karen O'Keefe, who suggested this relaxing departure from our normal Cuckoo Banana stories. I'd also like to thank our producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who take a moment to seek your inner peaceful Fred before making a rash decision. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids. ¶¶